In sports today, we'll talk about Major League Baseball, update on the Cardinals and the Royals. We'll also talk college baseball. We'll get a hold of some college softball news, as well as high school baseball and softball scores, some college basketball news for Arkansas and Missouri, along with track and field, high school football, golf, some other Missouri news as well, all as we take a look at sports. I'm Coleman Taylor from the Ecom Sports Network. Bobby Witt Jr. delivered the go-ahead double in the fifth inning for Kansas City after a costly error by Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero, and the Royals bullpen shut down Toronto for the rest of the way for a 3-2 victory Tuesday night. The Royals play Toronto again tonight. Alex Marsh starts for KC. Pavin Smith hit a grand slam and drove in a career-high 6 runs to help the Diamondbacks to a 14-1 win over St. Louis on Tuesday night. The Cardinals send right-hander Kyle Gibson on the mound in the finale of the 3-game series today. In college baseball, behind Weha Aloya's 4-hit, 5-RBI showing, number 2 Arkansas picked up an 11-1 run rule win in 7 innings against UAPB Tuesday night and in its annual midweek game at Dickey Stevens Park. This weekend, Arkansas returns to the friendly confines of Baumwalker Stadium, where it's won 25 consecutive games to host SEC Eastern Division foe Florida in a 3-game series. In Columbia, Mateo Cerna's grand slam punctuated a 6-run outburst and propelled University of Missouri baseball to a 10-6 victory over in-state rival Missouri State Tuesday evening at Taylor Stadium. With the victory, the Tigers won the 4th straight time in the series and completed their 2nd consecutive season sweep of the Bears. Mizzou opens a 3-game Southeastern Conference series with Tennessee on Thursday evening in Knoxville. MSU stays on the road for a 3-game weekend series at Evansville. Arkansas State baseball made a late comeback bid against Central Arkansas but fell just short by a score of 10-8 on Tuesday night at Bear Stadium. Arkansas State returns home to take on Texas State in a 3-game series beginning on Friday. In college softball, Missouri State West Plains Grizzly softball team split a pair of games with Crowder College on Tuesday, losing the first 8-5, winning the second game 5-3. Lady Grizzlies are now 35-15 on the season, 16-10 in the conference, and today they wrap up the season at home with Crowder College. The Lady Grizzlies are 18-4 at home this season. Today's first pitch is at 2 p.m. The second game starts at 4. In other games today, Missouri State softball is at Southern Illinois. In high school baseball yesterday, West Plains shut out Hillcrest 17-0. Alton defeated Winona 15-5. Willow Springs over Hartville 8-6. Naylor over Koshkonong 7-6. Kabul over Ava 12-6. East Carter over Ellington 7-3. Mansfield over Gainesville 14-2. Houston over Summersville 7-1. And Van Buren shut out Eminence 11-0. Today, Willow Springs is at Ava, and Donovan travels to Neelyville. In high school softball yesterday, Willow Springs beat Van Buren 10-7, Houston over Liberty 17-7, Summersville 16-5 over Eminence, Kabul beat Bakersfield 11-8, Ava over Gainesville 17-7. Today, Thayer travels to Salem, Missouri, couches at Winona, Willow Springs is at Ava. In high school girls soccer yesterday, the Lady Zizzers got a 2-1 win over Hillcrest. In college basketball news, when John Calipari left Kentucky for the same job at Arkansas, it was widely assumed that he'd be bringing some talent with him to Fayetteville, especially given the strong recruiting class he'd assembled prior to his exit. One of the top members of that class has indeed opted to follow Calipari to Arkansas. Former Wildcats recruit and four-star prospect Carter Knox committed to the Razorbacks on Monday. Knox averaged 22.2 points per game in the Overtime Elite League this season, spoke highly of Calipari and associate head coach Kenny Payne when explaining his decision to join the Razorbacks. In Columbia, former Duke forward Mark Mitchell is headed to Missouri for his junior season, he announced Friday. The versatile 6'8" athlete ranks number 6 in the CBS Sports Transfer Rankings and is the latest high-profile acquisition for Mizzou's program seeking to reboot following an 0-18 SEC campaign. Mitchell started 67 games over 2 seasons with the Blue Devils after ranking as a 5-star prospect and McDonald's All-American in the class of 2022. He averaged 11.6 points a game and 6 rebounds a game while shooting 54% from the field for Duke in the 23-24 season. And also, Missouri hired longtime college administrator Laird Vadich to be its athletic director on Tuesday, bringing him back to campus 14 years after he departed for a series of other positions that culminated with 5 years spent as the athletic director at Memphis. Vadich replaces Desiree Don Reed Francois, who abruptly left last month for the athletic director job at Arizona. In high school football, a big congratulations to West Plains High School senior Dawson Howell. He's officially signed a letter of intent to play football at Evangel University. Let's give Dawson a big round of applause and wish him all the best. In high school golf, Thayer Golf took 4th in the SCA conference meet held at Willow Springs. Senior Michael Nelson makes the second team SCA all-conference squad as well. Congratulations to Michael. In track and field, several Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears have qualified for the state meet on April 29th at Quitman High School after finishing in the top two in the districts. For the boys' division in discus, Curtis Michaels placed second in the 4x800. Garrett O'Dell, Colton Bodie, Chandler Sims, and Gavin Sims came in second. In the 4x400, Colton Bodie, Chandler Sims, Garrett O'Dell, and Christian Tom. In the 1600 meter, Garrett O'Dell took first. In the 3200 meter, Garrett took first as well, and Garrett came in second in the 80 meters. For the girls' side, triple jump goes to Haley McIntosh in second. The 100-meter hurdles saw Haley McIntosh in second, too. Molly Corbett came in second in the high jump. In the 4x800, Jaylee Tyson, Molly Corbett, Lainey Young, and Adriana Corbett came in first. For the 1600-meter, Carrie Moore came in second. In the 300-meter hurdles, Carly Russell was in second. And in the 800-meter, Lainey Young came in second. Remember, for more news, sports, and weather, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. For the Ecom Sports Network, I'm Coleman Taylor.